Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Gimel in Meseches Rosh Hashanah. It's the 656th daf in Shas. We're going to pick up on the daf for Sunday, a little bit back from Shamus's daf, that is going to deal with the calculation of the beginning of the year within the Jewish calendar, as described in the opening Mishnah on Daf Beis. Since we didn't learn Daf Beis together because it was on Shabbos, let's just review. The Mishnah tells us on the Beis HaMinalf there are four Rosh Hashanim. The first of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for kings. And that's going to be the subject of our Daf. How exactly do we know that the first of Nisan is the calculation? On yesterday's Daf, we had concluded that the beginning of the year was calculated after the Exodus from Nisan, after Yetzias Mitzrayim. So too to this day. The Gemara is going to continue to challenge that, starting from 15 lines from the bottom of Beis Amud Beis, all the way through Gimel Amud Aleph, and clarify exactly what is the source that the new year vis-a-vis kings, when we calculate a king's reign, and as the Mishnah describes, when we write shtaros, or we date them based on a king's reign, that the amount of years depends on how many Nisans his kingdom passed, and even if he served for a month before Nisan, he's already considered in his second year. That's what the Gemara will discuss throughout Gimel Amud Aleph. On Amud Beis, the Gemara will discuss many psukim in Nehemiah and a lot about the interaction between Nehemiah and the kings of his time. So let's Beis Hashem pick up about 15 lines to the bottom of Beis Amud Beis. First word on the wine is Mi Nisan, where the Gemara asks a kasha that takes us through into Gimel Amud Aleph. Yetzias Mitzrayim Gufa Minalan. The Minisan Minyanan. How do we know that we counted the amount of years after we had gone from Adam Mitzrayim from how many Nisans had passed? Dilma mi Tishrei Minyanan. Maybe we counted from Tishrei. Just like the Mishnah says that Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for the way in general to calculate years for Shemitah, for Yovel, etc., etc. Maybe they did that also the Yotzei Mitzrayim. And if that would be so, so then maybe Shlomo HaMelech also calculated his kingdom from Tishrei and not from Nisan, because the Gemara earlier had proved from Shlomo HaMelech that he calculated his kingdom from the same way that we calculate Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Gemara, Lo Salkadaituch, you can't say it. Tachsiv, as the Pasuk says, Vayal Aaron HaKoin El HaRahar, this is El HaRahar, this is when Aaron HaKoin is going up to pass away on the mountain of Harahar, Al Pi Hashem, Vayoma Shom, Bishnas Arboim, Lutzeis Bnei Yisrael Beretz Mitzrayim, Bachodesh HaChamishi. So the first exhibit is this pasuk, and that is Aaron HaKohen passing away in the 40th year in the 5th month. If we calculate the 5th month from Nisan, that is going to be Av. And now we have another pasuk about the 40th year. Uksiv, and the pasuk also says, Vayhi Barboim Shana. This is the rebuke that Moshe gives Klal Yisrael. Excuse me for that noise. That was the recorder that just fell down. The rebuke that Moshe Rabbeinu gives Klal Yisrael of Mishnah Torah, the beginning of Sefer Devarim, and that takes place at the end of the 40 years, at the 12th month. So now, Midikoi Ba'av. The first pasuk by Aaron takes place in Av. That will be 5 months after Nisan. V'kari le'shnas arboim. V'koi b'shvat, and Moshe Rabbeinu takes place in Shvat. V'kari le'shnas arboim. Michlal de Rosh Hashanah lav Tishrei. That would work perfectly if Rosh Hashanah would be Nisan, but not Tishrei. Because if we would calculate the years by Tishrei, then what would come out is that the Tishrei after Av, the month of Aaron HaKohen's Ptira, would already be the 41st year. And Moshe Rabbeinu would then be rebuking Klal Yisrael in the 41st year. Says the Gemara, that's not a full raya. Bishleim ahayich mifurish delit Tzias Mitzrayim. It's true, the Pasuk by Aaron HaKohen is clearly calculating from Nisan, from Yitzias Mitzrayim. Elahai, but the Pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu, mimai delit Tzias Mitzrayim. How do you know it's calculating also from Yitzias Mitzrayim, which says the 12th month? Dilma lahakomas ha-mishkan. Maybe it's calculating from the time that the Mishkan was put up, which was already in the second year. In other words, it's 40 years after Hakamas HaMishkan. Says the Gemara, we already have another Drasha Rapapa that we're going to get to later on, that when the Torah repeats the same year, then usually it's because it's the same calculation. Kedamar of Papa, Rav Papa taught Shnas Esrim Shana, Shnas Esrim. When it says Shnas Esrim twice, L'Gzer Shava, it means it's the same calculation. Hachanami Shnas Arboim, Shnas Arboim, L'Gzer Shava, Ma Kanli Yitzias Mitzrayim, just like Aaron HaKohen's Pasuk is calculated based on Yitzias Mitzrayim, Av Kanli Yitzias Mitzrayim, so to Moshe Rabbeinu's Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that would only make sense that was also in the 40th year if both of them were calculating from Nisan. Asks the Gemara four lines from the Badim. How do you know the story of Aaron HaKohen took first? Dilma Maisa de Shvat Kodim. Maybe the story with Moshe Rabbeinu took first. And first Moshe Rabbeinu said over Mishneh Torah, and then Aaron HaKohen passed away at the end of that year before Tishrei, during Av. Says the Gemara, Lo Sakudai Til Tichsiv. One of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu mentions is Acharei HaKoisaya Sichon. So one of the things he speaks about is Klal Yisrael overcoming Sichon. V'chinoch nafshei d'Aaron, but when Aaron passed away, Akati avi Sichon kayim, they had not attacked Sichon. D'chsiv, as the pasuk says, continuing on Gimel Menalv, Vayishma Knani Melech Harod, and Chazal Darshan, that when the Kanani heard Mashmu Shama Shama Shemei Saron Nistalka Anani Akavod Ukasavur Nitna Rishus Li Lachem Bi Yisrael. So when the king heard, Aaron had passed away. So the war with Sichon only took place afterwards. Behindu the Chsiv continues Gemara four lines to Tav Gimel Amud Aleph. Vayiru Kol Eida Kigava Aaron, that they were afraid that Aaron had passed away. The word Vayiru could have three different meanings. Actually, the translation I mentioned before, they were afraid, is the incorrect translation. And the Gemara is going to discuss two other possibilities. One is that they saw. However, V'amar Rabbi Avo said, right, you have Vayar, Vayiru. Al Tikri Vayiru, says Rabbi Avo, don't read it the second way, that they saw. They saw that Aaron had passed away. Ela Vayiru'u B'tu Yuds Nizgalu. It became revealed to them. Kidder Reish Lakish, as Reish Lakish taught, Amar Reish Lakish, Ki Meshamish Bidalu Lashonos. The word Ki, here it says, Ki Gava, Klal Yisrael was revealed because, Rashi explains on the second line from the top, Lefi Shegava Aaron, because Aaron had passed away. In other words, now that they're going to be seen, and the Anani HaKavod will no longer protect them. How could we read the Pasuk that way? Kidderei Shlakish, as Reish Lakish taught, Amar Shlakish, Ki Meshamish Bedalu Lashonos. Ki could mean four things. E, if, Dilma, maybe, Ella, to contradict what was said before, Daha, or to explain, and that's what's going on over here. Daha, it's to explain. It's to explain that they now were seen because Aaron had died, because Anani HaKavod were no longer there. So bottom line is that Aaron HaKohen passed away before Bnei Yisrael vanquished Sichon, and if that's so then the only way you can make sense of the ordering of the 40th year is you say the 40th year begins with Nisan, first Aaron HaKohen passed away, and then Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Klal Yisrael. And in the interim, they fought with Sichon. Says the Gemara, wait a second, what was your proof that the Anani HaKavod disappeared and then they fought with Sichon? Hasam Knan. The pasuk that you quoted to me on the top of our Amud is in regards to Knan. Hacha Sichon. The discussion that you had wanted to bring a raya from was in regards to Sichon. So it's true, Knan was around, but who says Sichon was around? Tana. Who Sichon, who aired, who Knan? We have a tradition that they're all the same. Why? Sichon was referred to in this particular way, Shedom Elisiach Bamidbar. He was like a growth in the Midbar that's easy to trample on. Canaan, Alshe Machuso. He was referred to Canaan because he ruled over Canaan. Umash Shemo, and what was his true name? Arod Shemo. He was really called Arod. Yigud Army have some have a different tradition. Arod, Shedom Elorod Bamidbar. He's domert comparable to a wild mule in the desert, Kenan al Shem Malchuso, Mashmo Sichon Shmo. Some say his name was Sichon. So effectively, by the Torah describing that Moshe Rabbeinu in the 12th month in Shvat in the 40th year, and Aaron HaKohen in the 40th year in the 5th month in Av, we have shown that it's impossible for the Rosh Hashanah to be in the months in between Av and Shvat, as described before. Ve'ema, but what about now, the Gemara is going to ask, what about all the other months that are not between Av and Shvat? Ve'ema Rosh Hashanah Iyar. Maybe Rosh Hashanah works in being Iyar. Lo sal kadaikla, says the Gemara. D'chsiv ahi b'chodesh rishon b'shanah shenis b'echad l'chodesh hukam ha-mishkan. The Mishkan was put up in the second year in the first month. Uksiv, and the pasuk also says, "Vahi bashana hashenis b'chodesh hasheni nala ha'anon me'al mishkan ha'edus." The pasuk in Parshas Baloscha describes the anania kavod beginning to move above the Mishkan, and Klal Yisrael beginning to travel. When did that take place? In the second year, in the second month. That's Iyar. So now, midikoy b'nisan, on the month of Nisan, v'kari le'shana shenis, then it's called the second year. V'kari b'iyar, v'kari le'shana shnia. And also in Iyar, it's called the second year. We know that the Mishkan was completed in Nisan, so then the first month must be describing Nisan, and then in the same year, the second month is described as being part of the same year, which is Iyar, which must mean then that Iyar is not the Rosh Hashanah. Michlal, the Rosh Hashanah lav Iyar. So the Gemara accepts that. Ve'ema, Rosh Hashanah Sivan. How do we know it's not Sivan? Lo sal kadaitach, says the Gemara. D'chsiv b'chodesh ha'shlishi l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. Before Kabbalah Satorah, it's described as taking place in the third month after we had left Mitzrayim. If we're going to say that Rosh Hashanah was assessed through Sivan, so then in such a case it should not be described as simply the third month that we went out of Mitzrayim, but also now it becomes the second year because the Rosh Hashanah of Sivan had passed. Okay, taken away. Ve'ema Tammuz, ve'ema Av, ve'ema Adar. But what about all the other months? How can we prove that they themselves are not the Rosh Hashanah and Nisan is? Ela Merabba, Lozar Mehacha, we learn from the following pasuk. In Divrei Yom it says, Vayocha Livnois, Bachodesh Hasheni, Basheni, Bishnas Arba Lamalchusai. This pasuk is referring to the Binyan Beis Hamikdash by Shlomo HaMelech. The pasuk is understandable except for one word. They began to build in the second month, in the fourth year to his reign. But what is this in-between word, the word in-between, Hasheni and Bishnas? It says Sheni again. Bachodesh Hasheni, Basheni. My Sheni, what is that referring to? Lava must be referring to Sheni liyareach shemoinim boi lemalchusai. The second month, according to the lunar calendar, that they count his kingdom. In other words, there are two counts over here. There's one count from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which means that it took place in Iyar. And the second, the count to Shlomo HaMelech's reign, which is a particular count, Rosh Hashanah LeMelachim, which happens to be, we also count from Nisan. And therefore, it was the second month, according to the lunar calendar, assessing the length of Shlomo's reign. Maskeflor Ravina. Ravina asks, Ve'ema Sheni Bechodesh. Maybe Sheni means that's the second day of the month. Im Kein, Sheni Bechodesh, Be'ed Yavik Sivbe. If that would be so, in Tanakh, it would usually mention that it's the second day of the month. Ve'ema B'Sheni B'Shabbos. Maybe it means that it was on the second day of the week on Monday. Chada, says Gemar, first of all, D'lo Ashkechan Sheni B'Shabbos Tichsiv. We generally don't have, in Chazah, in the Torah, the day of the week described. Va'oid makis sheni basul sheni kama. And another thing, if we know what the word two meant, the number two meant previously in the pasuk, presumably that's the same meaning here as well. So what is the meaning two in this case? It's to equate the second two as well. Makis sheni basul sheni kama. Ma sheni kama chodesh, just like when it says bachodesh sheni. It refers to the month of Sheni Basra Chodesh. So too, the second time it says Sheni, it also refers to the month. It must be the second month of Shlomo HaMelech's reign. And that means we calculate from Nisan. Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan, we learn Rabbi Bryson in accordance with Rabbi Yochanan. Minayin Sheim Monin Lahem LeMelachim
Elamil Nisan, how do we know that we calculate the reigns of kings from the month of Nisan? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, in Melachim Vayi, B'shoinim Shonav Arba, Me'o Shonav Tzeis B'nei Yisrael, Me'eretz Mitzrayim.
Here the Pasuk needs to be finished. The Pasuk says, Hu Achoydesh Hashenim Loich Shloim Al Yisrael. This was the second month in Shlomo's reign. We see from this Pasuk that there is an equation between the count of Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, which of course is counted from Nisan, and the reign of the king. So that's Pasuk number one that supports that calculation. Uksiv. And the Pasuk also says, Vayal Aaron HaKohen El Ohar Al Pi Hashem. Uksiv, Vayi Barboim Shana Ba'ash Shtei Asar Chodesh. And that is the point that we had made earlier, that for Aaron's death, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Mishnah Torah to appear in the 40th year, Rosh Hashanah cannot be for kings in Tishrei. Uksiv. And we also mentioned, Achrei Akoso HaSichon, Va'omer Vayishma Aknani, Va'omer Vayiru Kol Oida, Ki Gova Aaron. That's where we spoke about that Moshe Rabbeinu's Musar takes place after the death of Sichon, and Aaron's Ptira takes place before. And we pointed out above that it all has to take place in the 40th year. Reviewing all of these proofs. Ve'oimer, and the Pasuk says, Vayhi b'chodesh ha'sheni b'shona ha'sheni sukkam ha'mishkan. Ve'oimer vayhi b'shona ha'sheni b'chodesh ha'sheni nala onon. The proof that we had mentioned about the timing between Hakamas ha'mishkan and the movement of the Anani HaKavod. And that proved to us that since both are mentioned in the second year, and the Anani HaKavod moved in Iyar, so it must be that Rosh Hashanah cannot be on the month of Iyar, because then they would have been in two separate years. The Oimer, and another proof, B'chodesh HaShlishi Tzeis B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, that Kabbalah HaTorah is in the third month, but sounds like in the first year. If Sivan was Rosh Hashanah, so then it would already be the second year, and the Pasuk would have told us this. Ve'oimer, and the other proof that we mentioned, Vayachal, Livnos Bachodesh Hasheni, in regards to Shlomo HaMelech's building of the Beis HaMikdash, and it mentions Bachodesh Hasheni Basheni, and puts together the count of Shlomo HaMelech's months of reign, R-E-I-G-N, with the count from Yitzias Mitzrayim. So this is a review. This price is a review of all the proofs that we had above. Five lines from the bottom. Gimel Amen Aleph. Amar Rav Chisda Lo Yishanu. Gemara now points out, according to Rav Chisda, that all of these calculations, Ela Lamalchei Yisrael, only for Jewish kings. Av Lamalchei Umas Olam, Mitishrei Maninan. There the calculation is from Tishrei. Shenema. And now the Gemara gets involved with Psukim in Nehemiah. As the Pasuk says, Divrei Nehemiah ben Chakalya, Vayhi Bechodesh Kislev, Shnas Esrim. Nehemiah reports, during the 20th year, the Navi doesn't describe who the 20th year is, but it's referring to the 20th year of Daryovesh's rule, who of course is the son of Esther and Ahasuerus. Uksiv, and later on in Perek Beis, it records Nehemiah's message to the Melech of Paras, and it says, Vayi b'chodesh Nisan shnas esrim la'atach shasta. And here it's in the 20th year, and it's described as in the month of Nisan, and still in the 20th year. Midikoi b'kislev, so the first pasuk took place in Kislev, v'kari le'shnas esrim, it's described as the 20th year. Vikoi b'nisan, v'kari le'shnas esrim. In the month of Nisan, it's also called the 20th year to the reign of the king. And that seems to be, says the Gemara, that the count of the reign of the king takes place not in Nisan, Michlal Darashon Lav Nisanu. It's not in Nisan, but presumably in Tishrei. Now, I gave away the answer to the Gemara's question because I told you Rashi's pshat, when Rashi learns in the Pasuk, in Nehemiah, what the opening Pasuk of Nehemiah is referring to. Bishlema, says Gemara, Hayach Mefarish Jelach Shasta, if you hold that when it says that it's the 20th year in the first Pasuk of Nehemiah, that's counting to the king, Atach Shasta,
then you've got a raya. Elahai, how do you know the opening pasuk? We've quoted the opening pasuk in Perek Aleph and the opening pasuk in Perek Beis. Nimai del achshasta. How do you know it's counting from achshasta? Dilma l'minyana achrinu. Maybe it's referring to a different king. Now, according to Rashi in Sefer Nehemiah, the opening Rashi, that would be Dar Yavesh. If that's so, then of course there's no proof. The Gemara continues on top of Gimel and Beis. Amar Rav Papa defends the proof. Shnas Esrim Shana Esrim Shnas Esrim. It says Shnas Esrim twice. L'gzeira Shava. So we presume that it's talking about the same topic. Ma Hasam Lacha Arsach Shasta Afoch Arsach Shasta. The Gemara tries to attack the proof in a different direction, even though we assume that it says Esrim. It's referring to the same rain, if there's no other information, umemai, the mice of the Kislev called him. How do we know that the story that's described in Perek Aleph as taking place in Kislev was first? Dilma mice of the Nisan called him. Maybe Perek Beis took place first. Lois Alkadaglis says, Gemara, that's not possible. The Sanya, as we learn in Brisa, Dvar Misha Omar, Chanoni le Nechemya be Kislev Omron. Nechemya le Melch Benisan. The things that Chanoni told to Nechemya in Kislev, Nehemiah then went and told it to the king in Nisan. And that was of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash that Hanani told Nehemiah. And then Nehemiah describes to the king his pain over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Gemara now spells it out in detail. Dvarim shamar Hanani l'Nehemiah b'Kislev, shenemar divrei Nehemiah ben Chakalya v'hi b'chodesh Kislev shnas esrim, v'ani ha'isi b'shushana b'ira v'yavoy Hanani echod me'achai hu. V'anashim Yehuda v'ashalim al Yehuda me'a pleita asher nishru min ha'shevi v'yerushalayim. And I asked him what was going on in the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and about those who had been left in Yerushalayim. And he said to me, Hanishar Mesher Nishru bin Hashevi Sham bin Medina, Biragdolo v'cherpa. The Ovdei Kochavim are tormenting them. V'choy Mois Yerushalayim Mifoyret says, Usharea Nitzisu Ba'esh. That the walls have been broken and the gates of Yerushalayim have been sent in fire. Amra Nechemya l'melech ben Nisan. And the things that Nechemya said to the king in Nisan, Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vayi b'chodesh Nisan, Shnas esrim la'artach shasta, melech hayin lefonav, esas hayin vetan ala melech, v'lo yisi ra lefonav. In general, I was not of a bad disposition in front of him, but then he was. Nehemiah describes himself after hearing about the Beis HaMikdash, Emilia Melech, Madu apanecha ron, v'atoin chachoyle. Why is it that you look so depressed? Ein zekim roya leiv. I don't want to do anything bad to the king, but the city of my forefathers has turned desolate, and the gates are entirely burnt. What do you want me to do? And during that time, I davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's good in front of the king, asher tishalachani el Yehuda, that you should give me rishus to go back to Yehuda, el ir kivrei savoy sevev nenan, to rebuild the burial place of my forefathers. And I said this to the king, and his queen was sitting next to him. He asked him, and how long, when will you go to Yerushalayim? Umasai Toshuv, do it. And I gave him time that I would return. This is all the psukim from Nehemiah. Hence the proof that when it comes to a Gentile king, so there the count is not from Nisan, but rather from Tishrei, because Kislev and Nisan were in the same year of Arsachshasta's rule, as described by Nehemiah. Master Rav Yosef asks a kasha on Rav Chizda's pshat that we just learned. The pasuk says in Chagai, it says biyom esrim v'arba lechodesh bashishi b'shnas shtaim l'dayovesh hamelech. The pasuk there describes that Zerubbabel came to rebuild the second base hamigdash, and it took place on the 24th day of the month, in the sixth month, in the second year of Dayavesh's reign. The next pasuk, that's the end of Perek Aleph in Chagai. The next pasuk says, "Biyom esrim." Our next pasuk says, "Bashvi be esrim ve'echad lachodesh." In the seventh month, in other words, presumably the next month, on the 21st day of that month, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Chagai Hanavi. There HaKadosh Baruch Hu encourages that even though the Bayis Sheni is not in the same grandeur of the Bayis Rishon, nevertheless, he sends a message to encourage Zerubbabel. Now, our Gemara is Medayik in the months. V'im Isa. And if you hold, like Rav Chisda had said, that Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim is by Tishrei, B'Shvi, B'Shnas Gimel Miboyle, then you have to say that it's in the third year of Dayavesh's reign, because the seventh month is Tishrei. Therefore, it's now gone from the sixth month of Elul into Tishrei, and thereby the years of Daryavish's reign has changed. The strong kasha on Rav Chisda, Amar Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Avo answered, Koresh, who the Gemara is about to describe, is also Daryavish, Melech Kosher Haya, he was a good king, Lefichach Manulo Kamalcha Yisrael, and we counted him as if he's one of the kings of Yisrael. Hence, his reign was counted from Nisan and not from Tishrei. Rav Chisda's rule, of course, was only by Gentile kings. Maskev lo Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef asks, Chada, if that's correct, Dimkein Koshu Koray Adodi, there'll be a pasuk that will contradict this. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says in regards to the Binyan Bayis Sheni, V'sheitzi Beis Adona Ad Yom Tlas Alirach Ador Di Yishnas Sheis L'melech Daryovesh Malka. The Beis HaMikdash was complete in the third month, the third day, to the Chodesh of Adar, in the sixth year of Daryavish's rule. Vitanya, both as Man Lashana Haba. And we also learned in a Braisa that at that time, the next year, Ola Ezra mi Bavel, Vigoluso Imo, that Ezra went up from Bavel, and all the Bnei Golos went with him. Uchsiv, Vayavo Yerushalayim, Ezra came to Yerushalayim, Mechodesh HaChamishi, in the fifth month, he shnas hashvi the melech, and that was the seventh year in the king's reign. V'im Isa, and if you're going to say that when it comes to calculating Daryavesh, every time Nisan passes, it's a new year, shnas hashminis mi boi, then in such a case, it should have been counted as the eighth year. Shnas hashminis mi boi le, v'oid, another kasha, mi dami, hasam karish hacha Daryavesh. How could you answer the question about Daryavish's reign with Koresh? Rabbi Avo said, Koresh Melech Kashru, but the issue was Daryavish. So that answer we already know. Tana, who Koresh, who Daryavish, who Artachshasta. Koresh, Daryavish, Artachshasta are all the same thing. Koresh, why was it called Koresh Melech Kashru? Artachshasta al Shem Malchuso. It was called Artachshasta because of his kingdom. That was the name for Persian king, something akin to the name Paro, Umashmo, and what was his real name, given by Esther, his mother, Daryaveshmo. It was Daryavesh. We call Malkum Kasha, but the question about the stira between Sefer Ezra, that sounds like that they counted Daryavesh's reign from Tishrei, versus what we had suggested from Sefer Chagai, that because he was a Melech Kasha, we counted it from Nisan, that's Akasha, Amar Reb Yitzchak loy Kasha. That's not Akasha. Kan koydim shechmitz, kan laachar shechmitz. Later on tomorrow's daf, we're going to see that Daryavesh became sour, and he became, through Chazal's eyes, like every other king and every other malchayim mosa olam, and therefore his count then began from Tishrei v'kan. But in Sefer Ezra, therefore in Sefer Ezra laachar shechmitz, that took place afterwards. And when it's counted in Chagai, that was before he went bad. Be'ezer Hashem, this concludes Daf Gimel in Maseches Rosh Hashanah.